Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me. Amen. We have a dual episode on today. I will be bringing forth a word of encouragement along with our continuing in a year in the Word. Amen. Jehovah Jireh, glory to God, is the topic for our encouragement on today, the word to be brought forth, and then we'll proceed with the year in the Word. Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees and does provide. Glory. Hallelujah to God. Our Creator has neither left us nor forgotten us at any time. He still sees. He still provides. He still helps us in our need. He still comforts us, and he still gives us peace. He has never left us wanting. He's never left us without. He is always there. And many times, all it takes is just for us to call on his name, and he will come. Thank you for joining me for this word of encouragement and as we continue in a year in the Word. Amen. The year in the Word is coming forth from Romans chapters 9 and 10. If you would hold that in your Bible, amen, the word of encouragement, I want to take you to the scripture where it was first recited, Jehovah Jireh, amen, where that first came up. And it is in the book of Genesis, and it was Abraham. Amen. That first called the Lord Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees and does provide. Amen. It comes from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Amen. If you go ahead and gather that in your Bible, I hope you have something to write with. Amen. So that you can look at this word and consider it throughout your day. And remember, he is Jehovah Jireh for you and I. He is the God who sees and does provide for each and every one of us. He has neither forgotten us nor has he left us at any time. He still sees. He still provides. He still helps us in our need. He still comforts and he still gives us peace. No matter what it is that you're going through, the Lord, he is your provider. And I know many times men will come forth and they'll bring the comfort or the peace that you might need, but you need to recognize that the Lord is the one that impresses on the hearts of men, and he touches them to move in your favor. God does that. God does it. God does it. He even does it with men that don't know him at all. Amen. Cyrus was a heathen king, and yet he was accounted as a servant of God Almighty because God used him to do his work and to bless his people. And the Lord does the same thing in this day and age. Scripture lets us know that we serve the immutable God, the God who does not change. It says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is our Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees and does provide. Glory to God. We're coming from Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14. I hope you have your Bibles. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbly. First of all, giving you thanks and praise, giving you honor, O God, because you are the strong creator. You are the one that created everything that we see and gave men the ability to make and to create and to go forth and to learn technologies that we use on today. All of these sciences, all of these arts, came forth through creation, through the God, our creator. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us, that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in the midst of us. We know, Lord God, that you have not left us without comfort. You've not left us without peace. No matter what it is that is going on in our lives, no matter what it feels like, you are there. And all we have to do is lift up our heads, amen, and acknowledge that you are there and that you are our help and you will help us. Oh, Lord God, I thank you right now for the move of your spirit, for the breakthroughs, Lord God, that are going forth in the earth realm. Lord God, for how you're moving in the lives of each and every one of the listeners. Lord, for how you're moving in my life. I acknowledge, Lord, that it is you. And without you, Lord God, there would be nothing at all. We would have nothing. We wouldn't have the soundness of mind. Our hearts would not beat, Lord, but it is you that enables us to breathe in air, and it actually is sufficient to feed, to nourish our body. Lord, we thank you on today because you continue to move on our behalf. But not only that, Lord God, we thank you because you keep us from danger seen and unseen. Lord, we hear in the news so many times about these things that have happened, and many of us have just those events. We have just drove through that area, and just behind us, something horrible happened. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord, and we thank you for the comfort that you're giving to those, Lord God, that were injured, and those that were maimed, perhaps. Lord God, but we also know you are a miracle-working God, and you have not stopped working miracles. Lord, we read about those miracles in your word. We see those miracles even in this day and age where you are healing cancer, where people that were supposed to get surgeries, they're miraculously healed and those organs are fixed. How could that have happened? Except that God is God and you are the great physician. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the God that heals us, Jehovah Rapha. You are God and God alone. There is no other. We acknowledge that you and you alone are God, and there is no other God except for you. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we honor you on today, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, as I pray, I'm asking, Lord God, that you send forth a legion of angels, legions of angels throughout the atmosphere, Lord, into the homes of each and every hearer right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, to bind up every demonic presence, every evil, everything that has come against their purpose. Lord God, your word says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Lord, everything that has come against our purpose is an enemy of yours. So, Lord, we ask that you arise, Lord God, and let your enemies be scattered in our lives, Lord God, throughout the atmosphere. Lord God, cause the angels to take them up and send them back into the pit of hell from which they came. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, Lord, as we go forth, I'm asking that you open our minds and our hearts to receive of your word on today. Illuminate your word before us, Lord God, and help us to see things that we weren't able to see yesterday. Oh, Lord, but let every day be a progression. Lord God, you said if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. And we come before you every day, Lord God. We come into your presence every day. Lord God, let this be progressive in us. Lord God, help us to glean day by day, to learn day by day, to get more and more, Lord God, involved, Lord God, with each other day by day. Lord, for this is a relationship, Lord, and we want to be close to you and close to each other. Help us, Lord, to love you with all of our hearts and all of our minds and all of our soul and all of our strength and our neighbors as ourselves. Lord God, we can only do that by your power, by your strength. Oh, Lord God, your word says we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So our prayer today, Lord, is strengthen us, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we can do anything. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Our topic is Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees and does provide. He is the God who sees and does provide. Amen. This was first written and recited by Abraham himself. Amen. In the book of Genesis, we're going to read through the 14 verses. Amen. Some of it may even seem a little disturbing to you if you have never read this portion of scripture, but God had a plan. Hallelujah. He had a plan for the life of Abraham, and we've been reading about that during a year in the Word, how the Lord had promised Abraham that his seed without number the sands of the sands on a beach that we may walk on. His seed would be more than that. His seed would be greater than the stars in the sky, more than the stars that we're able to see in the sky. What a blessing that the Lord had bestowed upon Abraham. But Abraham had to endure some testing because God is blessing him in a great way. And this blessing that he is bestowing upon Abraham affected every nation on the earth. Amen. This is a blessing of beyond blessings. This blessing affects all nations because out of Abraham, glory to God, every nation on this planet has been affected, even up until this day. All glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read. Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14. I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Word. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here am I. Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering, one on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hands and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here am I. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. Amen. The Lord most certainly did provide. And he's continuing to do that for his people even in this day. The Lord will see to it. He will provide. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, in Psalms 23. And one. Amen. And this was after the time of Abraham, and David was yet reciting that the Lord is his provider. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Shepherds scout out the land to provide for their sheep. He finds the choicest grazing and removes danger from the pasture. He makes provision for the sheep before the sheep even realize that they have a need. Amen. The same is true for us. The Lord is our shepherd. Before we even know that we have a need, the Lord is already provided. Remember, we live in time and he is in eternity. So when we come to that point in time, amen, and it's called the fulfillment of time or Kairos moment, that those troubles will be over and the Lord will give us a bounty and bless us beyond our dreams, beyond even what we prayed about. Scripture even tells us that he will answer our prayers, and he's exceedingly abundantly. It is exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think. The Lord hears us, and he knows, he sees, and he will provide. He does provide. Amen. He makes sure that we have the things that we have need of, especially those of the household of faith, those that are of the inheritance of the Lord. He said that no weapon formed against us would prosper. And there have been times that we have been in horrible situations, in horrible trouble. But the word says that no weapon formed against us would prosper. He didn't say that the trouble would not form. He said that it would not prosper. Amen. And we have a refuge. We have a shepherd that provides, that sees, that is watching over us, our wounds. Amen. The shepherd carried a staff and a rod, and he would do an accounting of his sheep every evening as they would come forth to sleep, and he would have them pass under the rod to count them, amen, and to take care and to set some of them aside to take care of their wounds. And that is what God does for us. He does the very same thing for us. The Lord is our shepherd. He is our provider. He's the one that sees to it. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who sees to it and does provide. That's who he is. Hallelujah. He sets us aside sometimes for special care. Amen. Because we have been through so much, and we've seen so much, and we've been so hurt, and we can't take any more. Enough is enough. He knows when we feel like that, and he will set us aside for special care, and he will care for us, and he will, he is the balm of Gilead. He will put balm on our wounds until they are healed completely, and he will give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Those around us won't even be able to understand the peace that God has given us in the midst of the trouble. And then they will watch as the Lord sets a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And they'll wonder, how in the world are they able to do that in the midst of all this trouble? It is because the Lord is our provider. He is our shepherd. He is the one who sees to it. He has not forgotten us at any time. He is the one that still gives us peace. He still works miraculously. He has not forgotten you. Jehovah Jireh will do it. He will see to it, and he will provide. Amen. In Psalms 121, it says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. You hear that? The Lord is your keeper. Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees and does provide. He is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. This is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who sees you and who will provide. He is your help. As a matter of fact, the Lord, the word calls it, he says that he is a present help in the time of trouble. Amen. The Lord will preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. This is Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord that sees all things. Nothing escapes the sight of God Almighty. Nothing escapes his sight. He sees you, and he knows, and he will provide, because he is your provider. He is your keeper. He is your preserver. He will preserve you from every evil. Your soul shall be preserved. The devil will not take you out. The Lord is going to preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Be encouraged on today. God has not forgotten you. He sees exactly what you're going through, and he's bringing you through it. He is the God of the of breakthrough, and he's breaking you through. He's breaking you out. He's preserving you, and he's keeping you. He's blessing you in ways that you don't even know yet. Amen. Your prayers, hallelujah, are being answered above everything that you could think or even ask, exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ask or think. God is doing it. Jesus is saving you. He's delivering you even now. God bless you and God keep you on today. Amen. Be encouraged, people of God. Be encouraged. God has not forgotten. Be encouraged. He sees. He sees every tear that you have shed. He sees every trouble that has come against you. He sees every enemy that has tried to take you out. And he is your preservation. He's preserving you. He is keeping you. He is providing for you. And you will see it in not many days. Glory to God. That breakthrough is in the atmosphere even right now. The Lord is setting the stage, hallelujah, for your comeback. If you've been pushed down, he's setting the stage for your comeback. God is doing this thing. You're not doing it yourself. Your friends are not doing it. Your mentors are not doing it. God Almighty, the all-powerful, almighty God, the one that nobody has more power than, he is the one that is standing in your defense. He is the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. He's the one who avenges. He is the one that is doing this for you, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who sees and will provide. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Glory to the God of our salvation. Glory, hallelujah, God. Glory to the hope of today. Glory, hallelujah, to God. We give him glory and we give him praise. Right now we glorify the name of the Lord because he's moving on our behalf in ways that we don't even know and we can't see. He's moving because he sees your tears and he has compassion for us. Oh, glory to God. He loves us with an everlasting love, and we are yet to understand that because the love that we have for people has conditions. But his love for us, it does not have conditions. It has no borders. It has no boundaries. It has no limits, and nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing, nothing, nothing can separate us. Nothing. Amen. God is faithful to his word. Hallelujah. He's not a man that he should lie. He is faithful to his word, and he will do it. He will do it. He's in his word to us, so yes and amen, and he will perform it. Glory to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. We've read from Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14, Psalms 23 and 1, and Psalm 121. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers here and the most of all doers of his word, and may you be encouraged because Jehovah Jireh, hallelujah, is fast on your heels. He's right there with you right now. Hallelujah. I'm praying that the Lord allow you to feel his presence even in this hour that you hear this broadcast so that you know he is there and he will not and has not ever left you. Amen. Without provision. God bless you. Amen. Now we're in a year in the word, and we're coming from Romans chapters 9 and 10. Romans chapters 9 and 10. A year in the word. Amen. Romans chapters 9 and 10. I am reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God, and we shall start now. I tell you the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenant, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises, of whom are the fathers, and from whom, according to the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, the eternally blessed. Amen. But it is not that the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel, nor are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham. But in Isaac your seed shall be called, that is, those who are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of promise are counted as the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one man, even by our father Isaac, for the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. It was said to her, the older shall serve the younger. And it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. Therefore he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills he hardens. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will? But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have the power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? But if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory, even us whom he called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he says also in Hosea, I will call them my people who were not my, and her beloved who was not beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they shall be called the sons of the living God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah also cries out concerning Israel. Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant will be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because the Lord will make a short work upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, unless the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we would have become like Sodom, and we would have been like Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart,
who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to call all who call upon the name of the Lord. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed, their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? Provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. I have read, and you have heard from Romans chapters 9 and 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Please continue with me on this journey in a year in the Word. Until next time, amen. And glory to God, our keeper, our helper, our sustainer. Amen. He loves us with an everlasting love. And he will, hallelujah, he will see to it and provide for your every need. God has not forgotten you. God bless you.